And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Hello again, Audrey. Well, the Irish coach, Andy Farrell, will name his squad for the Six Nations later today. The thoughts of Bernard Jackman very shortly on that. But first, let's reflect on the last chance players had to impress over the weekend. Leinster came from behind to beat Munster on Saturday night. Let's be honest, that one not a classic we were expecting. Great game yesterday, however, but I'm afraid Connacht lost 26-20 to Ospreys in the Guinness Pro 14. This is going to be a tough one for them to take because they were leading 17-5 at half time. Michael Corcoran's been chatting to a very frustrated head coach, Andy Friend.
It's meant to be our fortress. It's going to be hard to win here, but we've lost four on the spin here now, so we need to change that.
It's becoming a bit of a habit, unfortunately, at this stage.
Yeah, four is not acceptable. That's what it is. It's not acceptable, so... yeah, we need to be better, mate. Our next home game here will be Cardiff. They're a good side. You see, they've, you know, two wins on the bounce now, and that's going to be tough. But if we want to do the things we say we want to do, we've got to be good enough to beat any team here. So that's our next challenge.
Yeah, Andy Friend there. Bernard joins me on the line now. Bernard, can you hear the pain and frustration in his voice there?
Yeah, I feel sorry for him, and Andy's one of the most positive, controlled coaches that you come across, but you could just see that the last four home defeats have really got to him, and it's the manner of the defeats. They're just not helping themselves, and you know, we've analysed and talked about the Bristol game and the Munster game where they were coming from behind and didn't really manage that those situations well. But yesterday they got off to a flyer, and to be 17-5 up at half time, you could only see one winner. But just a little bit of inexperience and maybe lacking a little bit of confidence as well, and they allowed Ospreys back into the game, and it'll definitely be a sore loss to try and overcome.
Sure. You were at Thomond Park on Saturday night, Bernard. What did you take away from that one?
Look, I just think Leinster at the moment, they don't beat themselves, and Munster did beat themselves, really, despite the huge amount of positives, despite having a great start and bringing a lot of energy to the game. Just, you know, two missed goal kicks, allowing Leinster exit easily at a key moment of the game, and some ill-discipline when really they weren't under that much pressure, and probably too much over-enthusiastic, and Leinster just stayed calm. They trusted each other and found the one opportunity to score the crucial try, you know, from that beautiful move off a line-out, you know, for Jordan Larmour's try. But Munster will definitely feel they're getting closer, but they'll also be getting pretty sick of not being able to get the job done.
Sure, I have a feeling they could meet again this season, but that's for another day. Six Nations squad today, I'm sure Munster and Leinster players will make up the most of that, the vast majority of it. But do you expect anyone to come out and do enough to force the way in there?
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I think it'll be a pretty tried and trusted squad. They finished well against Scotland in November, and there probably hasn't been too many guys putting their hand up. Like Sir Reece Ruddock has been in great form, but he didn't have a huge game at the weekend. Gavin Coombs actually was pretty impressive, but the back row is pretty settled and hard to break into. The one guy I think may come in is the young Ulster winger, Eton McElroy. Andrew Conway doesn't seem to be available for this squad and hasn't played the last few weeks, but McElroy has got some game time in Ulster and looked pretty dangerous, so he may get involved, but probably not near the match day 23.
Okay, Bernard, thanks for joining us. We'll have that news as it happens on RTE Radio. Also check out the RTE Sport website and the news app as well for that breaking news. Manchester United have beaten Liverpool 3-2 to advance to the fifth round of the FA Cup. Great game this, really ebbed and flowed throughout. Mo Salah scored twice for Liverpool, actually put them in front. Mason Greenwood equalised, Marcus Rashford then fired the home side in front before Salah equalised. And then the winner came in the death, the last 10 minutes or so. Bruno Fernandes coming off the bench and whipping in a brilliant free kick to win the game. Let's hear from their manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Fantastic to win games against obviously last year's champions, a fantastic team, and we've had good results over the last couple of years, but this time we've found a way that we believe in, the players believe in, and we're getting stronger and stronger.
They're absolutely flying it. Liverpool, on the other hand, that's back-to-back defeats for them. Huge game against Tottenham coming up in the league on Thursday. Also wins in the FA Cup for Chelsea, Everton, Leicester and Burnley. Rhianna Jarrett was on target for Brighton yesterday in the WSL, but I'm afraid her side lost 7-1 to Manchester City. Rory McIlroy just came up short in his bid to win the Abu Dhabi Championship. Tyrrell Hatton overturned his overnight lead. He won it on 18 under par, four shots clear of his nearest challenger. McIlroy was back on 13 under in a tie for third place. Darren Clark made a back-to-back victories on the PGA Champions Tour, winning the Mitsubishi Electric Championship in Hawaii. Afghanistan beat Ireland by 7 wickets to win the best of three series. They meet again tomorrow morning. And finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers, while the defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, got the better of the Buffalo Bills to advance to the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady will play in his 10th Super Bowl on the 7th of February. That is your sport for now.